This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
With us in studio from Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, we have Thomas Laird. We also have Kyle Gulse with us today, and also Lynn Caldwell. Again, all from Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good.
Well, that's all we need to know.
Holidays are upon us, aren't they, Scott?
They are. It's hard to believe Christmas is like 2 days away, literally.
We had a big Christmas parade. Your family's been a part of that for years. What was your thoughts of the Christmas parade this year?
I think it's been really, really good. You guys have done a great job with it. How many people were actually part of the parade this year? How many floats and everything were in there?
We had about 140 floats come through. We haven't got the final numbers on how many people were there, but the streets were lined. I think it was just a great time for everybody. We had some really great floats too, and the bands and all that.
And when you look at the numbers of those who are like actually in the parade, the band members, those who are walking with floats, I mean,
right,
gosh,
that's a lot. Yes.
Probably 1,000 or more.
Yes, absolutely. And absolutely.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah. And we did post on our social media, like the winners. So if anybody wants to go and check that out, I know Oakland High School was the marching band that won.
Yeah, I think I also saw there's a video out there of it as well.
Yes. So yeah. It's pretty cool. Get on there and watch it. Yes.
That's right. But, you know, the parade is one of those things that I think makes Rutherford County, makes Murfreesboro have that hometown type small city feel.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's those kinds of traditions that, you know, we carry on within our community, I think, that makes us special. Yeah, in terms of Middle Tennessee and drives the tourism and a lot of different things here.
And there's lots of little things like that that happen all throughout the year, especially around this time of year with Parks and Rec. I mean, everything from lights at Cannonsburg to what else do you have?
Yeah, we just wrapped that up this Sunday, but we had a really excellent turnout for that, so that was exciting. You would think that maybe it would slow down a little bit, but it does not for us. We have lots of things going on all the time. One of our biggest things coming up is the New Year's Day 5K. Are you going to run or walk in that?
I probably won't, but I'll be happy to watch.
Well, we will be out there. We do have a limit of 500 people, and we met that last year, and we're well on our way. So if any of your listeners are wanting to do that, they can go to the website and then go to January 1st, and we've got the link in there. It's $30 to participate, and it's just a great family-friendly event. Last year was my first year to go, and I mean, there was kids in strollers, lots of kids running, animals, you know, and then you do have your really competitive people. It is an electronically timed event, a sanctioned event, so that's good for those who really like to run and get that. We do have medals for everybody that participates, and then we have like the overall winner in male and female categories.
Now, that's
it's ideal for those New Year's resolutions that want to get back into running, get going with running, or even get started. It's a great, fun event.
Definitely, yeah. And sometimes, you know, people who set those New Year's resolutions, they want to get started on them right away.
Right.
January 1st.
This would be the thing to do then.
And I don't know what the weather looks like. I don't know if it's going to be super cold.
It's going to be nice.
Beautiful weather.
But last year it was really cold. But, I mean, everybody was there. And it was just, you know, they were running in their shorts. And I was freezing. But it was fun. So it was neat to see all those people doing that.
And, again, that starts at Barfield Park around the ball fields and everything,
yes,
right?
Yes, and at 10 a.m. So get there around 9 o'clock. And you can pre-register. You can check out the website. But you can go ahead and pick up your bib and all that kind of stuff out at Patterson, I think, on Friday. So if you want to go ahead and get that done if you are participating, and if not, just get online and sign up.
Has it ever snowed for that event?
I don't know.
I think we had
some really bad weather, rainy weather
several years ago, or really a couple cold. Years ago. I think I remember seeing photos from the snow events.
And I know some run it barefoot.
Yes.
I can't picture doing that, especially if it were snowing outside.
Right.
That'd be really
right.
But we did
painful.
Have that last year. I remember there were several people that ran barefooted.
I wonder, what is the deal with that? Is it good for runners' feet or something?
Something in alignment with your body and the feet. I don't know.
Hmm.
But there's a lot.
Each his own, right?
Yeah. That's right.
If it works, it works.
Now, when is the Polar Bear Plunge coming up? And I know you changed the name of it officially, right?
Right. Well, we got Kyle here who's kind of heading that up, but it has changed. Now, we are taking all polar bear plungers, but Kyle's going to tell us more about the event.
Traditions that we have here. It's going to be February 1st is the plunge. One of the new things we're doing this year that we're excited about is kind of having a fitness lead up to it rather than just kind of everyone gather in the gym and kind of socialize. We're going to highlight a lot of our fitness classes, whether those be land-based or water-based. Have samplers out there for those. Let people try those out. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll do the plunge outside. Everyone's welcome. It's a free event. It'll be a great time.
So are you talking like exercises before we jump in the water?
Yeah. So some people like to do the cold plunging for, you know, benefits for recovery for their workout or something like that. Just give them an opportunity to do that as well.
Yeah, I think there's some people who do the like a cold ice bath after a workout.
It's a pretty big trend right now where people are taking advantage. You know, athletes have done this forever. Every high school gym has an ice bath for after the ball game, but a lot of people have really caught on to that. So we're, you know, taking the polar bear plunge and just kind of spinning it to that.
Yeah.
And the cold plunge is, you know, will be very similar to the that. But I think Kyle's doing cold plunges all week those that really want to learn about it and figure out the health benefits and learn more about that and how to do it safely.
Yes. So what do people say after, you know, polar bear plunge, cold plunge aside, for those who get into that cold ice bath after a workout, what do they say to you?
It's supposed to help with the recovery. Obviously, that's something you're going to talk to your own doctor about to make sure that, you know, they suggest it for you. But, you know, helps with that, helps with anxiety, helps, you know, relieve stress. Some people say it helps boost your metabolism. So that's something I'm definitely interested in, especially with the start of the new year. Need to lose a couple pounds.
Just getting cold water. It'll do it for you right there.
Exactly. If I can, you know, hop in the water for a couple of minutes and not work out, then even better for me.
You know, I've read that some people are even installing special tubs in their house to do this cold water thing every workout.
Exactly. Like Thomas was saying, it's a big trend for a lot of people. So we're, like you said, we're going to open up that the week beforehand from 7 to 8 in the morning, let people come in, try it out in the outdoor pool. I mean, obviously we'll have a lifeguard out there to help monitor everything. If they want to give it a try, let's do it.
Yeah, you know, I think even if I won the lottery, installing a special cold plunge bathtub
wouldn't be your thing.
Would not be my thing at all. It's just painful, you know.
Right, from experience of years of the polar bear plunge. So I have to admit, it does. You do feel good all day long. It's exhilarating, and you feel the effects from it. It definitely.
Absolutely.
Gives you a boost.
I could see where it could, for sure. You know, as a kid, I remember our class went to LBL one year, and I fell in the lake.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's what scarred me from cold water.
That's why you don't want to do it anymore.
That's right.
There are a lot of benefits, and we will start in January. We're going to just post some of the different benefits and stuff just so people know, but there's lots of facts about doing that in the cold water and so forth. But kind of like Thomas mentioned, the whole trend of outdoor and cold, there's cold yoga. I think we are having a
cold
class
yoga.
With that. We are doing a fun run, so that is something, and you don't have to sign up in advance. You can just come out that day, but we do want people to know. But Roger, one of our employees, is going to have a big fun run, so it'll be a mile around SportsCom, so that'll kind of be fun. The other part that's really cool about the sampler classes is if anyone's like thinking, you know, hey, I might want to try cold yoga, or I wonder if, you know, water aerobics is for me, and they have, Kyle can speak to it in a minute, but a lot of different types of classes. And so that's what the sampler is. And all this is free, but you can come out if you're interested in the water stuff, you know, you'll do that. And they'll do like 15-minute increments of different classes, so you can kind of see. And then the same thing with the fitness classes. They're going to like do what, Kyle, like the
jazzercise, yoga, Zumba,
Tai Chi, you know, so if that's something you're like, I don't know what that is, this would be a great time to come out. You'd only have to do it for 15 minutes. You meet the instructors, you know, and see if that's something that you like that you might really be interested in.
I remember a few years back when hot yoga first came about, and so cold yoga, that complements that.
This is different, but yeah. We're going to try it. So
it's a free event.
Yeah, free can't be that. I would be much more for something cold than something
than
super
hot.
As far as exercising.
There's also goat yoga.
Goat yoga.
I've never wanted to try that though.
I just, it's a real thing. I mean, they do that. Yeah.
Would like goats come into the classroom and
stand on top of you while you're doing yoga?
Oh,
I just,
wow.
You know, the imagery in my head is a goat relieving himself while trying to.
You know, that's something the city should really dive into.
We might have to look into that.
You can,
but for
feigning,
now it's cold yoga.
Feigning goat yoga. So the cold yoga, is it just done in a cold atmosphere?
Outside in the cold, and a lot of the, I guess, movement and stuff is to help loosen joints that are normally not working very well in the cold.
Huh.
So
Well, and probably sitting on the cold concrete would be pretty chilly.
Well, you know, yoga, they typically have a mat.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Not sure how much insulation.
True.
But,
yeah, I don't know.
You know, I think the big thing is that we have a phenomenal fitness and wellness team to help, whether you're wanting to lift weights or get started with your fitness journey or just continue it. And we're trying to showcase that with this event. And Kyle's done a great job of putting it together so that all of our fitness and wellness areas are hit. And so there's something for everyone. I think if, you know, if you're interested, want to continue your New Year's resolution, or it didn't go so well and 4 weeks later you find yourself in a hole, you know, this opportunity to find variety in different things to help continue that journey.
Yeah, and the plunge, that is February 1st.
11 o'clock. Then at SportsCom.
11 o'clock at SportsCom, and then the run, the New Year's run, that's going to be on New Year's Day at Barfield.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
So what else have we got coming up here?
Well, of course, if, you know, those that don't know, youth basketball is full stride. It kicks off the season in the middle of January. So a lot of our schedules at our facilities may be adjusted, especially during the week due to basketball practice and stuff. And of course, our gyms are full every day of pickleball players, and we're gradually building enough pickleball courts to satisfy the need. We've got the new ones that opened at Old Fort Park are operational, and then we're out for bid for the new Veterans Park, so that's exciting. That might have an opportunity to have some more pickleball courts. So.
And then Veterans Park, that is near Highway 96, Franklin Road.
Right.
And how many acres is that again? Over 100.
Right. I think it's a 137-acre plot, but, you know, it's shared use. They may have a potential school there in the future, and so, but the park itself is the design. It has lots of walking trails, a special event space, something we've never really had, to have festivals and things like that, and a regional or large playground, and it's supposed to have a few pickleball courts as well. So I think the community over there is really going to appreciate just having those park amenities in their neighborhood, pavilions and the walking trails.
This will be the first real park for the Blackman area, I guess.
Absolutely.
And hey, I know you had, there were a lot of city council meetings and whatnot leading up to this. In fact, before the investment of that property.
Right. We've heard about the Veterans Park, or even Mayor Bragg called it the Western Park. Remember? I don't know if you remember that.
He
said maybe we should call it something else. We don't want them to think we're building a old-timey Western theme park.
That would be kind of funny. So that park, again, city now has the land, and you're bidding out the project to see how much it'll cost to actually build out the park.
Right.
And all the amenities and everything. So once you start that construction phase, after you accept the bid and everything, will you immediately start building on the trails, the pickleball courts, the pavilions?
Right. Well, that's typically the first thing, is they'll do the grading of the area and, you know, the areas that need to be graded, and then, of course, cutting in the trails, things like that. But the bid comes in on January, and then so it's usually a, you know, 30 to 60 day process of getting contracts signed and getting all the negotiations worked out from that. And then so our hope is that spring, when the weather hits and it's nice, that's dirt's moving on the site, and we're looking at, you know, probably about a year construction time on a park that size. So we hope it gets done earlier, but
should be cool. How do you go about mowing all this land? Because I mean, the city of Murfreesboro, you got a lot of park space that has to be mowed and weeded.
We have amazing crews. We have several maintenance staff and crew leaders, and you know, there's over 140, 150 maintenance employees throughout the year, part-time, full-time, that help maintain the parks. And they do a great job. We have beautiful parks.
You ever get those random phone calls? Hey, I wanted to know if I could mow Barfield Park or anything.
You know, we do get that. I want to go mow the ball field. I got a game this evening. Or we have had the disc golf guys come out and unload their entire crew. Now,
and they start mowing.
Right. They have. And over the years, though, our guys have really stepped up to the, you know, to maintain it at the level that everyone's expectations. And so that's old days that's past.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where a lot of opinions will. Well, I think it needs to be mowed an inch high, and
right, so right, right.
There's no telling what you'd get.
Right, exactly. And we try to keep it consistent throughout the whole system. So, you know, those were, I guess, issues that came up 10, 20 years ago, maybe. But this year, now we've got a really good leadership in our maintenance division, and those guys maintain it to the standards that people don't feel the need to come help out.
I bet it's like a year-round job just to mow everything, even in the wintertime. I mean, right. That's a lot of space.
We have a lot of Bermuda grass, of course, so a lot of that goes dormant in the winter, but there are areas that, continue to mow throughout. But, winter's a time for maintenance, too. A lot of the equipment gets serviced, and a lot of our buildings, they really focus on that. So if we have to paint or do things inside the buildings, refinish floors, and they stay pretty busy through the winter months.
Now, when it comes to stuff like, like at specific parks that have trails, is it the maintenance crew that's going out there that's cutting and making new trails as well?
Well, typically, if we're doing hiking trails, we'll partner with the Tennessee Trails Association and coordinate with them, and they have the specifics and know how to blaze those trails to prevent erosion and things like that. In terms of maintaining trails, our maintenance guys will go through there and pick up trash and do any mowing that needs to be done. But the development and the construction of trails is usually done through a community effort. Collaboration. If it's a new park, it'll be done through construction.
And how has everything been going at Old Fort Park with the skate track and the pump track and all
that
stuff?
That's been incredible. I go out there a lot just to take pictures and kind of check on things and stuff. And I'm telling you, there's not been one time that I go out there and there's not at least 20, 30 people.
Oh,
oftentimes
wow.
More. But the other night I was driving home and I just kind of looked over and I mean, it was like dusk, but so they're about ready to leave, but it was packed.
So they're
really enjoying it. The community, I think, that's been developed has been great. We've had a lot of positive feedback on that. And I know we've touched on that before a little bit, but like, you've got little kids, or middle school age kids that go out there on the weekends, and you also have adults that are really good at the skating, and everybody just kind of works together. That was something we kind of wondered about, but that community they've built has been great. People really, take their turns, kind of help each other out, and it's been a really good thing.
And then the mountain bike course over there at Barfield Park, how has that really come along? Because it's been now several years since it's been open, right?
Right. Yeah, it's very successful. And, mountain bikers, they have their own community there. And so they have rides quite often. But usually you go back there, there's one or two cars there where people are riding the trails during the day. And then in the afternoons, you can see several cars in there. So we have a good mountain bike community. And I think those trails are satisfying that need significantly because there's such a wide variety of skill levels that can use them.
Are there any up-and-coming sports that you're seeing in maybe other states where people are starting to develop more and more and you're starting to see parks offer whatever that is?
Well, we're seeing sports so that maybe some of our athletic fields might get shifted to different sports. I know TWSAA has approved flag football as a sport. Lacrosse has always been had a small impact on our community, and so those are always sports coming along, but we try our best to stay ahead of the times. Pickleball is still very hot, in all age groups. I think that's the thing with that one. It caught on with the senior population, and now it's trickled down to the younger generation, and they're all looking for somewhere
to play. Places to play, yep.
Hey, what about ice skating and hockey? Is that anything that, because there were talks at one point about the idea of having an ice skating rink in Murfreesboro.
Right. I think opportunities present themselves. Everything's possible. I know they built a beautiful community center and ice rink. What's it?
There's the Antioch one, the Fort Lee Centers.
One in Antioch, and then there's another one in Bellevue that's just beautiful. So I think city is open to options like that. That's a city council and city managers' decisions on that.
Take a private partnership as well,
right?
In a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. So what else have we got coming up within the parks?
We always, always want to talk about the Greenway. So just, you know, getting, that's kind of a perfect time, especially like today when it's not super cold and you can get out there and walk. You know, our offices, we've told you before, right there. So I try to get out there. I try to get out every day when it's super windy and cold. I don't always make it, but it's just really nice to get out there and take advantage of that. A lot of people, you know, when we had that conference here in November, just talked about the amount of trails that we have. Like, they're so close to, like, there's got to be a trail close to you, you know, that you can go get on and take the family out. People ride their bikes, they walk. Just really good.
I mean, if you live in the city of Murfreesboro, the chances are good you could literally ride your bike to work or walk to work using those Greenway
trails.
And
we do have several people that do that. Sometimes if we do have to, like, we try to be good about letting people know on the Greenway page if there's going to be a section closed. And, you know, somebody had wrote in the other day and thanked us for letting them know because their husband rides his bike to work every day. So if that trail is closed, you know, he's got to find a different way. But there's a lot of people that do use it for that as well.
And are there any plans for extensions to the Greenway or new sections of it coming?
Well, we're always trying to add to it and stuff. We recently, within the last couple of years, have opened the section there at the North Greenway. It's out by Walter Hill and the Central Valley Trailhead, and there are plans to connect that at some point to the Thompson Lane point, but you know, I think the state and the county have a lot of road projects that may have to materialize before that happens. But we're always, you know, the long-term goal was for there to be a Greenway from Nashville to Chattanooga.
Oh, wow.
And that would, you know, and that was always, I think,
That would be cool. I mean, that's a lot of trail.
That's a lot.
Congressman Bart Gordon, I think that was their vision when the Greenways came about. But we're fortunate to have, I think we're over 16 miles of Greenway here.
17, yep.
But we want to remind everyone, too, that, you know, getting the cold's not your thing and exercising in the cold's not your thing. We've got some amazing facilities, too, with Sports Common, Patterson, the walking trails at Patterson. It's I believe it's a sixth of a mile. So six laps is a mile, mm-hmm. which makes it a lot shorter. Eight. So eight laps, which, and there's it changes. You're not walking around the gym, which we get a lot of walkers at Sports Common that enjoy that walk the track there as well. But then, of course, our fitness and wellness centers are fully equipped and big enough to handle a lot of people. So we want to encourage everyone to move. That's important through the holidays.
And then we've got, what, there's two gyms that have workout equipment and all that here in Murfreesboro?
Right. We've got Sports Common and then Patterson Park. And both of those have fully functional exercise facilities with multiple treadmills and bikes and we have Smith machines, so free weights is not quite as free, but both facilities are equipped with Smith machines.
And something else that I think people don't always realize is they do have personal trainers there, too. So if you want to get started, both Sportscom and Patterson, you can just go in there and talk to them, and they have personal trainers that are on hand. And, you know, you pay a little bit more for those sessions, but they're going to be really tailored to what your needs are.
And then there's also passes that you can buy this time of year.
Yes, we do have our buy one, get one, and it's going huge right now. So that is buy one, get one free, and that's at Patterson and Sportscom. So you just need to go in.
And that's you can buy 1 month, get 2 months free, or you could buy a year and get an entire year free. So if you're looking at last-minute Christmas gifts, you're looking for that stocking stuffer, that's a great gift to give them a membership or a pass to Sportscom, Patterson, all of our facilities.
Or you bring a friend.
Right.
Split the price with them. How expensive are those passes?
Well, they range, you know, based on how much, but anywhere from $40 for a monthly or two-month pass up to $360 for adult
family.
So it's on our website, all of our price fees and
And those passes, they include everything, the aerobics classes, the swimming pools, the weight room, I mean, everything. I think it's the best deal in town.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then also there's a daddy-daughter dance that is approaching?
We do. It's very popular.
And first of all, I was going to tell you that we do have the Sweetheart Dance at St. Clair Senior Center. And that's a big hit, too. We just recently did our podcast episode was with Mark Owens, and he kind of talked about all things at St. Clair and so forth. That's really, really popular. It's $5 per person. You do have to be 60 and above, but you can go out there. They're going to have the band Mariah, and that's on February 14th. But that's a really cool event. People just go out there. They can dance. They've got food. I think that's always a sellout event there, one of their really big things. So
the St. Clair Street Senior Center is very popular.
Yes.
I mean, it's and for those who may be new to the area and they're a senior, it's something that you can get involved in and meet a lot of people, new friends.
Yes. What? One of the things we did on that podcast was kind of debunk the myth. You know, it's not a nursing home. It's not something where people live. Well, and Mark even said, like, sometimes people drive by, and if you're not from here, you may think that is what it is. It's absolutely one of my favorite places just to go and talk to people, because it's just fun. I mean, you walk in and you can just feel the energy. There's men playing pool, like, nonstop. There's music. They have all those classes, really incredible classes. And I think they have a workout room. Yeah.
Boxing lessons.
Yeah. Boxing. Oh, wow. They have boxing. They have all of that. The dance lessons. I went in one time and kind of did a story on the dancing. And I mean, I couldn't keep up. Like, I was, I mean, they have, you know, a professional come in and teach them the line dances and so forth and stuff like that. And that's fun. It just seems like there's always something happening there, and it's just a really great environment. You just come and go.
If your listeners are 60 or over, just go by and check it out. The people at the front desk are wonderful, and they'll give you a tour of the facility. But it's very similar to our other recreation facilities in terms of programming. There's a workout facility there, some weights and machines to, and then exercise classes.
A puzzle room. I love to go in there and talk to those people. I mean, they have got puzzles everywhere. So if you like doing those but don't always like to do them by yourself, you know, you go in there and there's always four or five people sitting in there doing puzzles and talking. The sewing. I mean, there's women that crochet together, you know, and you go, I've gone in there. They're so welcoming. I mean, that's just that we've heard that a lot. Like, if you're new and you don't know anybody and you're looking for something, you go in there, you're going to find something you like. They have an incredible new crafts program as well. They're doing a lot of, what is it, stained glass or they're
right. Ceramics and they've got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's seniors really are not what they used to be.
No, no, absolutely not. And they always, and then, you know, St. Clair does a lot of big events and stuff, like their health fair and things like that.
And the coffee is free.
Oh, free coffee.
And free coffee. And it's supposedly really good. But we do have the daddy daughter dance as well. That is going to be on February 15th. And that's out at Patterson. That's another one of our really big events. I didn't really understand the magnitude of it. That's another one that does sell out. And you just, you know, it's just a great opportunity for dads to come kind of get dressed up. You kind of see all things, but, you know, a lot of little girls dressed up with their dads, and, you know, there's a great dinner, and then there's dancing. We have a DJ, and people really seem to enjoy that. But it's, you know, it's not a big cost, and it's something that you can do and kind of make those memories.
And that's at Patterson
Park.
That's at
Patterson
Park,
February 15th, yes.
And all of this stuff, you can find details, dates on the calendar,
yes,
on the Murfreesboro Parks
website. Everything's on our
calendar.
And then we do try to do, like, spotlights. If you've ever noticed on our website, we'll have spotlights. So our bigger events I'll put on there, so that if there's something coming up, you can kind of just click on it and see what's happening. And we do have the race. The New Year's Day race is a spotlight on there. So actually, you can just go on there and click, and it'll take you right to registration.
And again, that New Year's Day run, tell us again about that and how to register, because you only have 500 spots open, and there's already a lot.
And I didn't check this weekend. We had around 300 and some the other day when I checked, so it does fill up fast. But that's actually a spotlight. So if you just go to MurfreesboroParks.com, you'll see the spotlights on there, and you can click on there, and it takes you right to, I think it's run sign up. And then you'll just register from there, and it's $30. You do get a t-shirt. Every runner, walker, jogger, stroller gets a medal. And then again, it's a sanctioned race. So you kind of have all those competitive people out first, you know, lining up and so forth and stuff to get their time and all that. But everybody does get a medal at the end. And then we will have those big award winners for every category.
And the cool thing is, there's lots of events like this that happen throughout the year here in Murfreesboro. And the parks put on a huge percentage of those events. But I know a lot goes into planning all these things, too.
It does. It's a balance. And, you know, it used to be that people would say, oh, you guys have, what do you do in the wintertime?
Not much.
But now we stay as busy during the winter as we do in the summertime. So it's a balance. And, you know, I commend all the leadership for keeping things flowing while doing planning, while doing events. And we do have the best employees. We had a conference a month or so ago, and professionals from all over the state came in. And our staff, we just let them do what they do. And we got so many comments of how do you get them motivated? How do you get them to stay, you know, and put in that extra work and have those good attitudes? And that's the culture here in Murfreesboro. I think that's one of the things that makes Murfreesboro great, that, you know, everybody just accepts we have a good community and we all pitch in together to make it better.
You know, I'm sure whenever you have events where your peers are a part of that and they're all meeting and joining with each other, I'm sure there's a lot of ideas tossed back and forth, but it's really a time for you to really figure out and learn, hey, we really are doing things right. You know, all these other cities are asking us, how can we do this? How can we get here? That really does stand out.
That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And, you know, it starts at the top with our city council and the mayor, and this is decades long of commitment to parks, where parks are just as important as every aspect in the city. What is it the mayor always says? We're one big park with a city functioning inside it. And so I think that vision is really coming to life with particularly some of these projects we're seeing with the daylighting Town Creek and Veterans Park and some of the amazing facilities we already have with Siegel Park and Barfield Park being on each ends of town.
And a lot of businesses, big corporations, they'll look to cities to see what kind of things they have to offer, like parks, whenever they decide to locate in a city like Murfreesboro.
It's a huge selling point for companies looking to relocate their headquarters and things here. And it also drives tourism. It's amazing how much, not just our recreation athletic facilities, but also Canonsburg Village and Bradley Museum and Oakland's. There's a lot of history there, and a lot of people come to our area for the battlefield, and they wind up staying 2 or 3 days because Murfreesboro has so much to offer.
Definitely. And as far as, again, learning about any of this stuff, just murfreesboroparks.com.
Yes.
Right. That's the easiest way. We do have social media pages and stuff, and if you follow, always getting cool pictures. Our maintenance staff is constantly taking cool pictures of things they see out while they're working. And the Facebook pages or social media pages typically have some really nice nature photos.
Sounds great. Is there anything else you can think of that we may have left off?
I think that's about it. There's just, again, like you said, check that out. Like if you're home for the next couple of weeks, there's always something happening at the Wilderness Station. We didn't talk a lot about that, but I mean, their programming is just amazing. There's going to be snake feeding. There's a lot of different things they have happening in January, but they always have something going on. So if you've ever got a slow day, I mean, hop on the website, look and see. And there's always stuff happening. So
the snake feeding.
Snake feeding.
That sounds like you need to go.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff.
That might be your program.
That's right.
And we are doing a lot more with Bradley Academy is really trying to offer some more different art classes and things like that for younger children. Our cultural arts, which we talk about them all the time. You know, they were a big part of putting on the parade and so forth and stuff. But they have incredible programming as well. So if you've got little kids, check that out. There's always some kind of really cool, different, innovative, you know, craft classes that they have happening and things like that. You can drop in and do them, or you can sign up and like do that, you know, for the entire month. And they have lots of different things like that happening.
Sounds good. Well, thank you all for joining us. Unless anything else you can think of that we may have forgot about.
Right. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And you know, we want everyone to gather and continue to move and
now the parks,
we're here to help with that.
And all the parks, for the most part, the Greenway, things like that, will be open.
Everything is
Christmas
open.
Day.
Right. Christmas Day, our offices will be closed. Sportscom Patterson, the facilities are closed. But Barfield and the Greenway and all of our trails, outdoor venues, the disc golf courses, they're all open.
Cool.
Thomas will be doing that for sure.
He'll be doing
well, you get a new Frisbee for Christmas, you got to go try it out. Right?
That's right. That's right. I'm sure a lot of families do go on walks, though, on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's
we have
that's
a lot
open,
of tradition.
Yeah.
People have a lot of traditions that they go on walks, the hikes, the Wilderness Station trails are always really bustling on holidays like that.
Well, perfect. And again, murfreesboroparks.com. That's where you can find all the details, all the events coming up and everything.
Absolutely. Follow us on social media.
Well, thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
Right now, that time, 8:50. Stay with us. We have more news coming up, including a look at local news and CBS radio news, all coming your way next.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here. And so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, on the show with us for the first half of the program, we had with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, Lynn Caldwell, Thomas Laird, and Kyle Goss, talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and all the events going on within the parks in the year to come. Everything from that cold water plunge, used to be the polar bear plunge, to that New Year's Day run. You can find out all the details at murfreesboroparks.com.